control. Iqbal's sons had fallen asleep where they stood, indifferent to the ongoing rain. Narion blocked my advance, just steps inside the temple.
"Not until I complete the rituals of sanctification. Otherwise, you'll defile the holy place."
It was not my holy place. I did not care if I defiled it. In fact, that sounded like an amusement to be indulged. Just before I had the place torn down yet again, and this time plowed under. But I did have to get along, for the moment. "Doge, keep an eye on him. Runmust, you too." He could pick the living saint off with his bamboo if the deceiver tried to be clever.
"We have an understanding,"
Narion reminded me. He seemed troubled. And not by me. He kept poking around, like he was looking for something that was supposed to be there, but just was not. "You make sure you hold up your end, little man." I stepped back outside into a drizzle that had become more of a heavy falling mist.
"Sleepy,"
Iqbal whispered from the base of the steps.
"Check what I found."
I barely heard him. The baby continued to crank. Long-suffering Suruvija rocked her and hummed a lullaby. She was not much more than a girl herself, and, I suspected, not very bright. I could not imagine any woman being happy with her life, but Suruvija seemed content to go where Iqbal led. A breeze stirred the branches of the grove. "What?" Of course I could not see. I descended the temple steps into the damp, chilly darkness.
"Here."
He shoved something into my hands. Pieces of cloth, fine cloth like silk, 6 or 7 pieces, each with a weight in one corner. I smiled into the face of the night. I snickered. My faith in God was restored. The demon had betrayed her children again. Slink had gotten to the grove in time. Slink had been sneakier than any deceiver. Slink had done his job. He was out there somewhere right now, covering us, ready to offer Narion another horrible surprise. I felt much more confident when I went back inside and yelled at Narion, "Get your skinny ass moving, Sing! We've got women and children freezing out here!" Narion was not a happy living saint. Whatever he was looking for, under cover of fortifying the temple against the defiling presence of unbelievers, just was not there to be found. I was tempted to toss him the captured rumals. I forebore. That would only make him angry, and tempt him to go back on his agreement. I did tell him, "You've had time enough to sanctify the whole darned woods against the presence of non-believers, don't you think? You forget how miserable it is out here?"
"You should cultivate patience, analyst. It's an extremely useful trait in both our chosen careers."
I forebore mentioning that we had been patient enough to get him tucked into our trick bag. Then his exasperation surfaced for a moment. He hurled something at the floor. He was not out of control by much, but it was the first time I ever saw him less than perfectly composed when he was supposed to be the master of the situation. He whispered something as he beckoned me.